everybody, and welcome back to John Last Week's. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. I trust you've had a good week. Well, God is amazing. Trust you are keeping well, and if you are not, I pray God helps you wherever that you are seeking help, and God sends you helpers as channels to you as you go through whatever it is that God is taking you through. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we're going to continue from where we stopped yesterday about, you know, God being our source, God being the one we fully depend on and not man. And today I want to flip the coin, and I want to discuss if you are actually the one that people seem to have elevated as God. Let's discuss you today. So I would read the same verse I've read a couple of for the last 2 days again, and I will discuss in an unusual fashion. Holy Spirit, thank you for today. Thank you for using me as a vessel unto honor. Lord, I am truly and eternally grateful for this experience and this opportunity. As I speak, Lord, speak through me. As I open my mouth, Lord, feel it. Help the ones that are going to hear to understand what you are saying. And overall, your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So, let's continue. Now, 2 Samuel 4 verses 1. When Ishbosheth, son of Saul, heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost courage and all Israel became alarmed. You see, Abner was Ishbosheth's source. And so when Abner had died, Ishbosheth kind of lost the will to become king, to be continue to be king. He lost courage of kingship, right? And it meant that, you know, the whole of Israel became alarmed that, oh my God, our king cannot really be king because he's lost the courage to become king, to be or continue to be king. And it's a difficult place, as we've discussed, right? Because he put his dependence on Abner, a man and not God. Now, let's talk about Abner in this sense, right? If we are the ones that people have somehow, if you notice, and you would know, if you know that somebody has elevated you from being a helper or a channel to a source, right? We need to cut it. That's an issue, because we're not helping that person. We are, it may feel good because, like, yes, someone's always calling you and needed etc. But if you are beginning to, you know, rank place in someone's heart with God, you need to cut it. God is a jealous God. I said yesterday, he says in, I want to even read Exodus 20 verses 5 to 6. It says, you shall not bow down to them or serve them, for the Lord God, your God, am a jealous God. And it's, you know, it says in Exodus 20 as well, that thou shalt have no other God before me. When someone is elevating you from being a channel to a source, that means the person is literally, in many cases, even worshipping you. Because they believe that, you know, you have the answer, you know, you hear from God. And it's like the olden days period of time. And it happens a lot in what I would call religious relationships, where between a pastor or a religious leader and somebody, where people seem to believe that God speaks to only you. Like the olden days, you are the priest, so God speaks to only you. So instead of them praying for themselves, or, you know, doing to them, so they'll go and meet this person. And it may not just be Christian or Muslim, it must be, you know, even cultural as well. Oh, there's one Baba somewhere we'll go and meet, etc. When you are in the position where people have elevated you from being, you know, a man to God, you need to cut it. It is so critical, because you are competing with God in someone's life. Nah, you can't do it. You can't. God is a jealous God, right? And it's made it very clear in the Bible, Exodus 20, that thou shalt have no other God before me. Which means the people that are seeing you as God, right? First of all, they're doing the wrong thing. Two, you too should not be God. You should not, you know, pull rank with God as well. You see, look at Abner's case. See how he died. Right, I'm not saying that's the reason why he died, but see how God just eliminated a channel just in the way it happened. Now, obviously, he got killed by ATC, but see how his life got eliminated. Everything had been created already, just set to manifest. Which God already knew he would die in a certain day and will be watching. And Ishbosheth, because he depended on Abner for literally his existence and, you know, being king, he lost courage to need to be king of Israel. And so it happens a lot, and happens so frequently, where you see that people have elevated a pastor from being just a pastor, you know, someone that is servant of God, to be the God himself, because they believe the person hears from God and can tell them the future, tell them what's going to happen, help them resolve issues and all that. And yes, remember that that ability that you have or I have to do that, you know, is from God. If God has given you the spirit of prophecy, or the prophetic mantle, or you know, the Holy Spirit obviously is on you, and you're able to see things. You have the eyes that see, understand. You have the wisdom, gift of wisdom, different things. Everything comes from God, and all power in the heavens and in the earth are from God. So whatever power that we think we have or you have that people are, you know, holding on and grabbing to for dear life is actually from God. And so know that if you get the power, but you're going to pull rank with the same God giving the power, that's a jealous God. What do you expect to happen? You need to literally cut yourself from being on that level in the person's heart. Yes, yes, a person would, what's it called, a person would be, might be angry and all that and everything, but you don't want to be seen as you know, rivaling with God. Remember the devil? Remember how we wanted to be like God? Remember what happened to him and went to hell? Remember? We need to be very careful, and it is so easy. I think even now, once people hear and know that you hear from God or you can interpret God's word clearly, they literally worship. Like I see it every day, and I'm like, Don't these people know the truth that God speaks to each and every one of us? We are spirit beings. We have a spirit that communes with the Holy Spirit. We have that in our body. The Holy Spirit lives in us. You know, if we just, you know, spend the time to sit down, listen, hear from God, we are able to do the wonders God has called us to do. We don't have to depend on someone to hear from God. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for us, one of the few things that happened when he gave the ghost was that the curtain that was going into the inner holy place was rent into two, which is showing us that we have access to God. And so because we have access to God, we don't need a prophet, you know, priest come and tell us what God has said if God has not told us already. It should confirm what we know from God, not telling us what it is, right? And so, if you are in that position where, you know, people are coming to you to hear from God, please, I'm begging you, just, you know, do not, I don't want you to use the word demote, but remove yourself from that so you don't compete with God in your lives. Because as you are a channel, God can enter in our channel. He can just move it. And what can you do? You know, remember that we are meant to use our gift to serve people, to show God in our lives, not to take the glory from God, not to take, you know, the honor and be or look or feel like we are God in their lives. Anywhere we are playing God, we need to stop it quickly. Right, just check your heart, and it happens to the best of us, where we think, oh, you know, I'm just being kind, I'm just being helpful. You know, if a person needs help, it's I'm no problem. But surely, when we realize that we are not the ones that they now focus on for life, for anything they want to hear from God, for the future, please, you need to position them and return them back to God. So, help them to focus, pray with them, you know, but don't. Don't just pray for them and let them wait and say, oh, my friend's praying for me. No, pray with them. Help them grow in Christ. Always return them back to God. Always position them and help them to look at God, not at you, because you are just a channel. Same as any of us. I am here, I'm a channel. Everybody else is a channel. The only source is God. If God cuts us off from channel, that's it. That's it. You know, God help us. God help us to know our place and not elevate ourselves higher than what, you know, we should. God really help us. So thank you for listening to me today. And I'll just say that again. If you become the source in someone's life and on a channel, you need to cut it or watch it, whatever it is. But you need to reposition yourself, and you can do it, back to God. You need to push them back to God. and make God the source and not you. Don't be the one that God uses. Don't be the one that, you know, becomes like son, is trying to become like God because of the gifts God has given to you to do. Don't. Because when pride gets in the way, hey God, there's no, like, it can go to different levels. And it can lead to different things that you want us not expect. And I write here also that in many cases, also manipulation, because if the thinking is, oh, if I'm able to make them see how important I am to them, how I'm only one that hears from God, then they will only focus on me, you know, I'll be able to manipulate them to do different things, etc. But that is not necessary. You don't need people, you don't need to manipulate people to do what God is doing in your life, to be able to turn things around. You don't need to. I can't be using God's, you know, gifts to not manipulate people. No. God is a jealous God. Shall not have no other God except God. It is very evidently clear. In the same way people, you know, elevate even money or positions as God. That, oh, I think this position, you know, then no. All of those things are just tools in the hand of the Creator. God must be our only source. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. God bless you. I love you and you. Bye.